Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We have a great guest for Monday. We're actually taping this show on Sunday night during the Saints game. Unbelievable. But look, it's worth it. I'll miss the Saints game for this guest because he's a great kid from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, plays for Catholic High School. I think he's one of the best defensive linemen / athlete / center / DN / D tackle, whatever I think LSU possibly will use him. And this is Wesley Woodward from Catholic High, defensive end, D lineman. Like I said, jack of all trades. Good to have you on tonight.
No, thank you. Glad to be here.
Wesley, you know, you had a great year. You know, we did your highlight tape, and what's tell everybody your story, because you had 16 sacks and then you got hurt with almost a month left in the season, and you came back for the playoffs and played the state championship game. I've never seen anybody come back in that short a time and be healthy like you. What was that like for you? Because I know talking to your dad and you early on, I mean, it was tough emotionally, but you were able to get through that. What was that like for you to come back from that injury?
Yeah, it's definitely a big moment of growth for me, just my life this whole year. I mean, it started all the way back, you know, last spring when we found out I was going to have my coach has been coaching for the last 3 years, my senior year. I know that brought up a lot of doubts. And then after that, all over came, senior year came around. I actually found that I had to have hand surgery over the summer, so missed most of the summer workouts, got to return for that week. Battled a separated shoulder for a while. The things kind of were just going my way, and then, but, you know, games were going nice and everything. And then I think it was week 5 or 6 on a freak accident, running to go catch a football, playing catch with some of my friends. I broke my fibula, had a spiral fracture of my fibula, had to get surgery and 9 screws. And I remember sitting down and talking to my parents, and I was like, man, really, just I genuinely thought I wasn't going to play football again at that point.
Yeah.
In high school, much less maybe at all. So it was definitely kind of scared. I mean, there's a while where football had been everything to me for so long. I was like, it really just ended over something stupid like that. But I knew I was going to do everything I could to, you know, get back for maybe that one last game. You know, that was my biggest hope all along. That was my only hope was, maybe state, maybe we'll be back to state. Because originally the doctor told me, I won't be able to walk till after Thanksgiving. And, surely shouldn't be fully recovered till after Christmas. But I went in for a checkup after 4 weeks, I think, my surgery, 3.5 weeks, maybe, and went in for a checkup, and we did some tests and stuff, and I started running on the Ultra G machine at PT and stuff, and it looked good. Went in for the checkup, and looked at the doctor, and the doctor's like, man, you look good. You want to play tomorrow, Thursday morning? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that was week 1 of playoffs, and from then on, I've went in, called coach that morning, so went to my first practice that Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon, and played Friday, and they're like, hey, you know, we're haven't been out a while, haven't played, your condition's probably bad. So I told him, you know, I might get probably won't play the first half, maybe get a few snaps in the second half, just make sure I feel okay. I ended up going in, I think the second drive of the game, I think we said it played around 35 to 45 snaps, something like that, a game, and only took to play 5. So
wow.
And then on out, it was just kind of, it was definitely still a battle. I could definitely feel myself, you know, just not practice that long, took an effect, but it was great to get back out there and play and then eventually, you know, go win a state championship, which has been my dream since 2015, watching those seniors when I was a little middle schooler win a state championship. I was like, man, I want to go win a state championship my senior year in high school.
I'm sure Coach Boudreaux is looking at you like, man, you're a decathlon. Come to the track team. Come on, man. Let's go track. Let's do track.
I love Coach Boudreaux.
Yeah. Boudreaux's like, come on, man. Let's do some shot put. Let's do something. Throw the discus or the javelin. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Wesley Woodward from Catholic High, class of 2022. And we're going to talk about his conversation and tell everybody about how it went talking to Coach Kelly from LSU. I know that he called you personally, which means a lot to you and your family, that he took the time, not a coach, but he actually called you to offer you a preferred walk-on at LSU. And we'll talk about how I think that might end up being, I mean, I know you're leaning that way. We'll be right back with more of Wesley Woodward, Catholic High, Baton Rouge. Be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest today is high school football player Wesley Woodward from Catholic High Baton Rouge in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Wesley, you got a call recently from the most important employee of the state now, which at LSU, Coach Kelly, formerly of Notre Dame and now LSU, and he offered you a preferred walk-on personally. What was that like when Coach Kelly called you, and how was he over the phone? Because I know it made a huge impression on you.
Yeah, it was awesome. It all started, I was going on, waking up to go take an exam that morning. I was just looking through Twitter, and I had gotten a request from Coach LSU, the director of player personnel. I was like, oh, that's cool. And like when I was going to like look who he was, he messaged me. Send me a message just saying, hey, what's up? I was like, oh, wait, that's really cool. I asked him for my cell phone number, and I was on my way to go take an exam. So I gave him my number, and I was like, I'll be busy, but I can talk to you this afternoon. He said, sure, I'll call you. And so he called me that afternoon and didn't even really speak to me. He just said hello, introduced himself, said he wanted to put me on the phone with somebody. And I hand the phone, and it was Coach Kelly. He goes, hey, Wes, it's Coach Kelly, and just kind of small talk for a little bit. And then he told me he really liked my film and stuff and quote-unquote said, I want you to come be one of the 105 men I take to go win a national championship with the Fighting Tigers in the next 2 years.
Wow.
And it was awesome. It was definitely very impactful. Super nice guy. I really like Coach Kelly, the short conversation I had with him. And obviously, I was very excited. You know, that's been a dream growing up in Baton Rouge and everything. I remember growing up and playing dress-up, playing like an LSU football player. So I was pretty cool experience to get that opportunity.
And obviously I think you're leaning that way right now with Coach Kelly, because I know that you'll probably call him soon. I got obviously for him to do that and call you and offer you that's incredible. My thoughts about you, Wesley, just my 3 cents. I've watched you in every game this year and then your junior year. You play with a lot of emotion. You bring it, you know, the old word bring it. You know, a lot of guys, sure. You see guys that look the part, you know, and they might run a 40 that is real great, and they might look, you know, 6'8", or, you know, run a 5 flat at 3'10". But you're one of those guys that's pushing 6'2", 260 and can run, but you play with a lot of stuff. You got a lot of wiggle when you rush, and you can, you know, you can chase guys down in the run game, but you also are a pass rusher. They moved you inside this year, which impressed me. You did it for your team, but you could play outside like you did your junior year on the D-line. You could even be a center. You remind me a lot of Todd McClure back in the day before you were born, and former All-American center that played tight end at Central High, my old high school. But I think you could be a great addition to LSU, but not only to walk on, but I think you'll be a scholarship guy in a year, because you also remind me of a guy named Kyle Williams. Do you remember Kyle Williams that played for the Buffalo Bills from LSU?
Not particularly.
Yeah,
but
I mean, Hall of Famer, same size as you coming out of high school. Kyle was 6'1½", 255, coming out of Ruston and ran about a 5 flat. And he was just like you. He had about 16 sacks his senior year. Actually, I think he missed 3 games like you did his senior year. But we named him Player of the Year in the state. And then he goes to Buffalo Bills and he becomes an All-Pro 10 times. He's going to be in Canton, Ohio in 5 years. And do you know he was not a 5-star or 4-star back in the day?
That's awesome. Now, that's what I talked to Coach Kelly in my conversation to talk about how preferred walk-ons. And he was telling me how he said his past two captains when he was at Notre Dame all started out as preferred walk-ons. So he takes a lot of pride in them. But they're all their freshmen as preferred walk-ons. And then I was looking up, I was kind of family friends with Foster Morrow, knew his story.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he wasn't super heavily recruited, you know, was going to sign with Tulane, apparently, the morning he got the call from LSU. And, I mean, look where he is now. You know, he's a stud tight end for the Raiders.
Yeah, he was on the cover of our magazine at Jesuit High School. I watched him play in a basketball game. He scored 22 points in a basketball game. I'm like, that guy can play. And
right.
He had some speed and hands and tough. And, look, like you said, now he's with the – I want to say Oakland. Now it's the Vegas Raiders. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. 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 Yes,
I keep saying Oakland. Don't worry. I can't remember them. And the Los Angeles now, the chart. Well, it's the, right. Char- the Los Angeles Chargers. But we're going to take another break, and we come back, talk more with Wesley Woodward at Catholic High Baton Rouge. I think he's a DN or a center, and he played D tackle this year for his team and won a state championship. I want to ask you about your state championship experience, Wesley, and what that was like to be a Bear and to win a state title this year again, not just one, but I think that's two for you in your career, or three. Is it two or three?
Two. I've been two. Four times. Yes. But yeah. Two wins.
Yeah, you were an eighth grader, I think, when they won the other one. But we'll be right back with more Wesley Woodward from Catholic High of Baton Rouge. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest tonight is recruit Wesley Woodward of Catholic High Baton Rouge. Wesley, what was it like experiencing the state title weekend and playing in a state championship game in your senior year, and what did that mean to you and your teammates? With a new coach.
It was awesome. It was a great experience. I remember all year, you know, that was our goal, to go win a state championship, nothing less. And that's where kind of after. I remember all the way back to summer workouts, when everything that came out about the whole problems we had with LHSA from last year kind of put a chip on everyone's shoulder.
Yeah.
I remember having a workout the day we found out, and we had I called together a players only meeting, and we said, you know what really help us with the situation? Go win it again. And kind of since then, that's been the goal, you know, go win another one. And so when we got to that moment, kind of all the stars aligned, you know, we battled through some adversity, got to come back, play in the state championship senior year, and it's good, a real good physical Jesuit team. Great game, great atmosphere. I think Tulane put on, hosted very well. I mean, the turnout of fans was crazy. I've never played in front of that many people in my life. It was awesome. But no, just to go win a state championship your senior year, especially after everything that happened the year before, probably one of the best moments of my life.
Wesley, what was it like playing Jesuit Blue Jays from New Orleans? I mean, they had a home crowd, you know, being right there. Y'all played some tough teams in your career, Ruston, Acadiana, you know, East Ascension, Scotlandville. I mean, y'all played some tough teams. But what were they like to play physically? They were a pretty physical bunch.
A lot of respect to that team. They're a good team. They're physical. They're good kids too, you know. It was a good game. It was a hard fought game, and you know, for a while, I mean, I don't think there was a score in the second half for a long time. And the kind of just what it came down to with the defense. I mean, they were a good offense. The quarterback was a stud. But it all came down to, we kept saying, if they don't score, they don't win. Yeah. They don't score, they don't win. You know, our offense was having some problems at one point, you know, getting the ball in the end zone. But it all came down. That was kind of our motto throughout the whole second half. They don't score, they don't win. And that's kind of what happened. You know, we just kept going out there, having a fist fight, and we came out on top.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your other teammates in your senior class for 222. And talk about what it might be like to possibly play with Emory Jones, who's your teammate, already signed with LSU, big-time O-lineman. And you've got some other guys. If you choose to go to LSU, you can do some recruiting, because y'all got probably seven more players that could probably walk on and become scholarship guys, as you would agree, I believe, from Catholic High School. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back with one more segment with Wesley Woodward, Class of 222, Catholic High, Baton Rouge. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lieber Keen. Our guest is Wesley Woodward, and I'm glad we're able to talk about Coach Kelly. I think Coach Kelly, Wesley, is going to be phenomenal for LSU. He reminds me a lot of Saban, that he's so strict and he's so disciplined and he's so articulate. And I think he's so serious, but yet he knows what he's doing. And I think, like I said, I love the idea that he likes walk-ons that can become scholarship guys and captains. I like when you said that earlier, because that means if you walk on, it's not like you're just walking on. It's like, wait, if I impress him, you're going to start one day.
Yeah, that I really like Coach Kelly. I'm excited. I liked him as a person, the short conversation I had. But what I'm most excited about is I think it's going to be great for LSU, and it's going to be awesome to go be a part of a whole new era of LSU football, you know. Obviously, you look at his resume. He's got one of the best resumes in college football. Hard to not want to play for someone like that. And I'm very excited to potentially be a part of a new era, new generation of LSU football.
So I got to ask you about your teammate that you went against every day, big boy Emory Jones. You've seen him progress every year. I think he really became phenomenal his senior year. What was it like going against big Emory this year compared to his junior year? And I know he's a guy that's going to help LSU, right?
Oh, yeah. EJ, I love EJ. It's actually funny. It was a battle going against each other every day. And but I mean, that's what, you know, iron sharpens iron, they say. And I think it really helped me in the long run. But it's funny looking back on, you know, obviously everyone knows EJ's a dog. But junior year, he was good. I remember freshman year, sophomore year, me and EJ would duke it out every day. And he was about a foot shorter, probably 50 to 100 pounds lighter. There was a while where me and EJ, you know, we're seeing eye to eye and have to look up to him.
Yeah.
I remember Coach Rakita, when he was there at the time, we were doing a, like, Oklahoma drill. And he gave us a call. We do call-outs after practice. And he was telling us how he never sees anyone get after each other like that. You know, we get a little mad at each other, do some pushing and shoving, but it's just because we're very passionate about it. And he's like, that's going to make us the team better, more intensity like that, more people really competing against each other. And from then on, every single day, from Oklahoma drill to Big Cat to one-on-one, me and AJ would battle, and obviously we'd hate each other in practice, you know, trying to tear each other's throats out. But come game time, man, there's not another person I want to play with.
Look, some of the seniors in this class are special, like Toastin. You know, you and him were phenomenal. Y'all wrecked havoc on the D-line. And then you got your boy Jonathan Beal on the O-line. You know, you got, you know, Kylan Dupree at punter, kickoffs. You got your two senior running backs, you know, Nicholas, and you got your other guy at running back. You got your slot receiver. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team. You got two or three DBs that can play college ball and a linebacker. But are you going to be recruiting some of your teammates high school? Because some of these guys fit the LSU purple and gold model. Don't you agree there's probably six or seven kids in this group that could go to LSU and play?
Absolutely. I mean, we have an insane amount of talent this year. And I think that's what really helped us throughout the year. A big stressor to Coach Simino was, you know, don't look at the talent. You know, we got to develop a brotherhood and care for each other. But without a doubt, we have a lot of kids. I mean, almost everyone on there can go play college ball, definitely at LSU. And obviously, I'd love to keep playing with them. Man, that's my family. You know, you really developed. That's the closest brotherhood I've ever been a part of.
You know, Jonathan Beal told me personally, he's like, I would love to go to LSU. And I'm like, well, that's good. I mean, it'd be you. It'd be Jonathan Beal and Emory Jones. That's three. I mean, that's a start. That's a lot of guys from high school.
Yeah.
And LSU use a punter. I mean, they could use another punter. So, you know, Kylan could punt at LSU. Don't you agree?
Kylan is 100% a college punter. I mean, that kid can kick.
He's got a strong leg. Kickoffs are real strong for him, too. I know LSU needs a kickoff guy, too.
He was a weapon for us all year, man. To be able to change, we always talked about it, that hidden yardage in a game. Kylan really really took advantage of that. It was definitely played a major factor this year.
Wesley, can we bring you back for one more segment real quick? Bring you back one real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to be back with more of Wesley Woodward from Catholic High Baton Rouge, class of 222, I'm sorry, recruit from Catholic of Baton Rouge. We'll be right back.
Come and visit the majestic mansion in the marsh, Gros Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge. Gros Savan is the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savan Lodge has everything for you, from fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and eco tours. Located south of Lake Charles, call 337-598-2357 or visit www.grossavan.com for more information and schedule your trip to the majestic mansion in the marsh, Gros Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Wesley Woodward from Catholic High Baton Rouge. Wesley, tell everybody about what do you think you need to work on for the next level? I mean, you've got the, what I call the wiggle, the high end, high effort. You don't need to be motivated. You play every down hard, which coaches, you can't coach that. Coaches love that you bring it every play. But what do you think you want to work on between now and being at an LSU, that level? And I think you're the kind of kid that's going to do whatever it takes to get in the starting lineup. That's just my personal opinion of you as a talent. But you look strong. I never asked you what you bench and squat, but you look like you can bench college weight, especially the way you play on the field, because I watched you against Fitzgerald West, who signed with LSU from Lafayette Christian. And I put that in the front of your highlight tape. You had 4 sacks on Fitzgerald and 7 hurries, and that was pretty good. And what was it like, you know, going up against another LSU signee on the O-line besides your teammate, Emory Jones?
I mean, his kid was good, but, I mean, that's what you love. You love playing against someone good. You love playing against good competition. That's what makes it fun, you know. I love competition, and I love someone that can test me and actually go to war with. And I think that's kind of what happened. Kind of kicked into a whole nother gear in that that game, you know, knowing the competition and stuff. So yeah, I really like it. Yeah, that's what I need to work on. I'd say I'm pretty strong for a high school kid. You know, I'm benching. I bench around 300 clean over 315.
Wow.
Squatting about 500, but you know, when you get into college ball, especially SEC ball, I mean, those guys are big. Those guys are legit. You can never be too strong, too fast. I think those are two things kind of, you know, but you got to work on if you want to be, you know, being strong in high school is one thing. Being strong in the SEC, playing SEC football is a whole different level.
Well, you know, LSU will get you to 400 pounds on a bench, so you'll make
it. Absolutely.
And then you're going to be scary benching 400 pounds. You really are, because you're strong. You look 400-pound bench now on the field, and if you're listening to the show, I mean – Wesley is almost 6'2", 260, 255, but you're sculptured and you can move. You're not stiff. And when I say that, you know this because you're a football player, meaning you can go sideline to sideline and you're not just a straight-ahead pass rusher. You're very flexible.
Absolutely.
And that's what I like about you, because you've got great feet and you can put weight on. And I think when you get stronger and you get bigger, you're going to get faster. And I think you're going to be one of them guys that weighs about 270, 265, and you'll be even stronger and faster in college. And that's why I think, heck, LSU's going to they're going to be like, do we move this guy to center, or do we keep you at DN, or D tackle like Kyle Williams? It's going to be interesting, but I really am excited for you. And I know this show will be played on Monday. We're taping on Sunday night. And but I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, because I won't be talking probably to you again until we send you the show, and then after that. But I think your future is really great, Wesley, and I'm really excited for you, because, you know, Coach Kelly, he got the job, and he's probably only talked to just the verbal commitments and maybe 2 or 3 other kids, and you were one of the first guys that he called to tell you that, you know, and it's so exciting that what he told you is that, come win a national championship with me. That's pretty powerful.
Absolutely. And I believe it can happen.
And look, man, I appreciate it. Don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. But everybody go to our website. You can check out Catholic High Baton Rouge. Wesley's in our magazine, in our preview magazine, LAFootballMagazine.com. And we'll have a show on Wednesday. We'll have a replay on Friday, because Christmas, Santa Claus is Saturday. I cannot believe that, Wesley. We're already there. but we're already at Christmas week, but we'll come back on that following Monday. But appreciate everything, Wesley. I appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Lee.
Thank you, Wesley. All right, it was Wesley Woodward, Catholic High Baton Rouge. He's going to have a great career. Excuse me. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.